97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Whiskey River, take my mind. Don't let a memory talk to me.
Hey, we got a classic going there, Bo Matthews. What do you think about that?
it's so good. I almost need a cigarette after it's over.
I'm telling you what. Hey,
Little Willie.
Second Amendment Radio in the great outdoors. I won't ask you what kind of cigarette that would be since Willie's involved.
No. Well played.
Yeah, no, thank you. Hey, by the way, I told you about this last segment. I had to look up what a capybara was after I read this story, and then I had to educate myself a little bit, so I don't know how common it is for people to really know what we're talking about here, but we do have Jared Cloth on the phone with us now here on Second Amendment Radio in the Great Outdoors. He is a bow fisherman, and he was down on the St. Mary's River recently when he encountered a capybara. Hey, Jared, welcome to the show. Great to have you on, my friend. How are you?
Oh, I can't complain. Never better.
No, that's good. That's good. So you have to... I have to ask, first of all, before we get into the details of what you ended up harvesting when you were bow fishing, had you ever seen one of these before?
Maybe when I was a kid at the zoo. And when I first seen it, I actually thought it was like a Nutra from down south that might have hitched a ride on a barge. But I was obviously wrong on that. It's a little bit bigger than that.
Wow. So,
bigger than that.
Yeah, no kidding. So kind of set this up for us. So what are you normally bow fishing for when you're out on the St. Mary's River?
Usually it's just Asian carp, gar, just trash fish. But that evening I was actually out trying to catch some bait for a trout line. I hadn't run one in years, and I was going to do it that night. And I didn't get around to it, needless to say.
I guess not.
We need to describe this, and I want to spell it out. If anybody wants to Google this while the show's going on and we're talking to Jared here, it's capybaras. Think giant rodent. It's a close relative of guinea pigs, and they are found much of northern and central South America. How the heck did this thing get in our area, or are they common?
No, they are not common at all. They say there's actually some in Florida, a wild population, but it's believed that this one probably got loose from captivity somewhere, but nobody's come forward and said where.
Wow.
Are they legal to have in Missouri or Illinois?
As a pet?
I don't think they're legal to have in Illinois, but I know there are some in Missouri.
Interesting. So Jared, you were out bow fishing. I assume it was still... daylight. You do this in the daylight, correct?
Yeah, it was 5:30 when I shot it.
Okay, and you're on a boat?
Yep, I was out there just trying to shoot some fish for a trout line, and I seen it swimming way down the river, and I thought it was a beaver. I didn't think nothing of it at first, but it just kept coming, and when it got closer, everything changed.
So at the moment everything changed, tell me what's going through your mind, because you're looking at something in the water that I'm assuming, unless you saw it at the zoo years ago, you'd never seen before. What were you thinking at that point?
Well, I knew it wasn't supposed to be there from the get-go. Like, once it got up there, you know, for a second I thought it might have been a hog, because there are some in southern Illinois, and I thought maybe, but then it crawled up on the bank next to me. And I didn't know what that thing was. And then right off the bat, I called Ralph Sievers, our local game warden, and said, hey, what should I do? But, I ended up taking it.
After you talked to the game warden, is that you waited to talk to him?
Do what?
Oh, I said you actually waited to shoot it before you talked to the game warden.
Well, I called him, and he didn't answer. And
oh. You know,
when I was thinking it was a neutral at this time, and I was like, that is the last thing we want started up here, because them invasive species, I don't know if anybody's ever been hit in the face with Asian carp, but they're never fun. Invasive species are just a problem. So I went ahead and shot it, and he called me back right away, and he's like, yeah, go ahead and kill it. And he said, we don't want them here. And I said, good, because I killed it.
Okay. Okay, so your first thought when it was swimming, you thought it was a beaver, but this is actually, describe how big this is compared to a beaver, and what? How big is this physically?
It's about the size of an average doe. You know,
wow.
Wow.
About 80 to 90 pounds this one is, but they get up to 175.
Dang, that's crazy. So So I watch a show called Alone, and a guy was able to kill a beaver, and there was a lot of meat in the tail, which I did not know. Is this something that you can find a recipe on Google for, or what did you do with it?
I actually got it processed the other day, and The plan is to grill him up on Sunday. But how we're going to prepare it, we don't know. We figured we'd try it like a variety pack. I heard it's kind of like pork, so... we're just going to play with it and see what happens.
At least you didn't say chicken.
Yeah, I don't think it tastes like chicken.
So, you know, on the serious side of this for a minute, I mean, obviously this made headlines because these things are not common or expected to be found in the St. Mary's River for sure. But you've gotten a lot of negative feedback over your decision
here. Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's plenty of haters on there. And it's kind of comical through some of them.
Yeah, you know, but I mean, just describe what they were mad about. They didn't understand why you decided to harvest it, I guess.
Well, people don't understand, and, you know, a lot of them are just people that don't get out and enjoy the outdoors and realize how much damage these invasive species do. You know, they're all across the country of all different types, but the big one that hits us is the Asian carp.
Right.
When species that aren't supposed to be there, they don't have natural predators, and they just wreak havoc and cause all kinds of trouble.
Jared is our guest. He is he shot a capybara on the St. Mary's River. You know, you're talking about invasive species, and in the state of Missouri, we are seeing an invasion. Certainly in the southern part, and moving to the north is wild hogs, and I've seen pictures of the ground that they are tearing up. I mean, and they're tearing up farm fields. They're tearing up people's livelihood and personal belongings and stuff, and they're dangerous because those things run in swarms. Thank goodness this capybara didn't run in a swarm.
Right? Yeah.
You'd have needed more bows.
Right?
Yeah, you need more arrows with you. You know,
I took it with my kid's youth bow, so it made it even more fun.
Yo, yeah, I'll bet it did. Now, was it in the water? Was it back in the water by the time you were able to take it, or was it up on the bank? Or, I mean, how is it acting? Are they aggressive?
No, they're very passive, and they aren't scared of anything. It just sat there on the bank, I guess, waiting on me to move on. And after I stuck it, it tried to take off, but then I'm tethered to it because I'm using a bow fishing rig. And then the fight was on. Oh. Finally got in the water. It was a mess.
Wow.
And were you alone?
I was all by myself.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Yeah. Well, just the article that I read on Field and Stream says that they were deliberately brought from South America in 1889 for the fur trade because, you know, beaver pelts are you know, were a pricey thing or a popular thing back then. So I guess they were just trying to increase the fur business in the U.S., but that was a bad move, wouldn't you say?
Are you talking about the capybaras or are you talking about a Nutri-Rat?
I'm talking about it says the critter similarly to Nutria. Oh, you're right. Okay. The Nutria was brought here from South America. My bad.
That's okay. Yeah, no, the Nutria, they're apparently a big problem. You see them on swamp people all the time. That's what they feed to alligators.
Yeah. You know, I wonder about that, though. I mean, I looked at the picture of this thing. I don't know anybody would look at it and think that it was cute. But the criticism seemed to be aimed at, well, why did you have to kill it? But my guess is if you found an alligator in the St. Mary's River where people boat and recreate all the time, you'd face the same dilemma, and people probably wouldn't be as concerned about that because an alligator can certainly cause physical damage to people and harm people.
Right. And the way I kind of see it is, who wants a whole bunch of 90-pound rats running around?
Yeah, that's true.
That's the way I look at it.
That's a great point.
You know what, Mark? I've been to New Orleans, and there's a famous restaurant down there. They have this huge outdoor patio, and the only time I was on this patio, I'm looking on the brick wall that surrounded this patio dining area, and there were just rats just walking right along, just minding their own business. I was like, does anybody see this over here? This is a problem.
Yeah, yeah. You know, Jared, I'd be interested in knowing what your meal tastes like on Sunday, but did it ever cross your mind that maybe you should get this thing mounted?
We did cape it out, and the cape is at a taxidermist.
Oh, good. Okay, good. So you are getting it mounted.
Yeah, it's too good a story not to.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I think it'd be a good conversation piece.
It's going to sit right next to the jackalope on your wall.
Yeah, no. Yeah, it's definitely been a wild ride, and I really can't believe how much it's blowed up and the stories that have come out and how far it's went.
Well, Jared, I tell you what, it's a great fish story, even though it's not a fish, and I'm glad you were able to share it with us here on Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors.
Well, thanks for having me.
Yeah, good luck, and let us know if you get anything else out of the ordinary down there.
I will do.
Like a shark. Sharks occasionally make it up this way.
Hey, it's another weekend this weekend. We'll see what happens.
All right. That's Jared Kloth. Jared, thank you for your time today. We appreciate that.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, you bet, man. That's great. Who knew? And he's getting it mounted. That would have been my first thought was, when am I ever going to see something like this again? Right?
The coolest part of the story for me is he had the game warden's number in his phone.
Oh, yeah.
That's connections.
You'd want to know, right? We just want to be on the safe side. Is there any reason I shouldn't take this out? Yeah, absolutely.
And he got permission.
Good stuff.
Yes, exactly.
Although after the fact.
Well, I mean, he did the right thing for sure. Wow, what a show. We've had a lot for you today. And get out there and enjoy those great outdoors. Bo Matthews, thank you, my friend.
Absolutely. Yep, please share this show. It's always a podcast at 97.1 FM Talk. Share it with those that are Second Amendment supporters or those who love the great outdoors, which everybody should enjoy.
Absolutely. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you on the next edition of Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors.
See you, boys.
Get more at 971talk.com.